Hey friends, what is up? Welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. If you are a first-time listener, my name is Shelley. Welcome. And if you are a returning listener, thank you. I really appreciate your support. Today we're going to talk about purpose and passion and sort of what I feel is just, I don't know, just a bunch of silliness around those two topics. But before we get started, have you guys been on TikTok? I am addicted to TikTok. I don't do any videos on TikTok, but oh my gosh, some of those things are hilarious. And I just find myself like scrolling through these videos of these people doing these crazy things. But anyway, it's a hoot. But we're not here to talk about TikTok. We're here to talk about purpose and passion. So let's get started on the episode. Not too long ago, entitled Find the Things, Do the Things, because I really was thinking about this whole purpose and passion nonsense that we seem to have going on in the world today, especially after you turn 50, when you are really trying to figure out, it's like being a teenager again, isn't it? You're really trying to figure out who you are, what you're going to do with the rest of your life, dealing with, menopause, puberty in reverse. So, there's just a lot of stuff going on. So, I don't think we really need to worry about finding a purpose and a passion in the ways that are normal, in the normal channels, the way that people, the conventional wisdom of finding a purpose and a passion. A few years ago, I was listening to a podcast, and I, for the life of me, cannot remember which podcast it was, who the guest was, but the guest said they were talking about purpose and passion. And this is the only thing I remember from the podcast. She said she could picture these men and women in a room, oh, the men and women over 50 in a room, walking around, bumping into each other, looking at each other, and saying, "Excuse me, but I've lost my purpose and passion. Have you found that?" So I just really got a tickle out of that. And I, for some reason, that flashed into my head a couple of weeks ago. So I wrote this blog post, which I'll link down in the show notes here. Find the things, do the things. Because here's the deal, people. You can get on the internet, go to a coach, get a worksheet to find your purpose and or your passion. But all you're doing is just sitting there writing things down. That's all you're doing. If you want to find your purpose and passion and or passion, you have to first find the things and then do the things. You have to do. We get so caught up in this constant thought of, well, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna figure out what I liked when I was five, and then I'm going to write down some statements. And I'm not saying that that's a bad way to work. I mean, it might be a good way to get you started on just thinking of some ideas of some things that you want to try, but then you have to go do the things. You have to figure the things out, find the things, and then do the things. I have done so many things since I turned 50. It is crazy. And I'm going to tell you some of those, and I don't even know if it's all of them. I mean, I may have done lots of other things that I can't remember. But since turning 50, I have jumped out of an airplane. That was a bucket list item for a long time. I worked as an event coordinator at a local bed and breakfast. I coordinated weddings, I coordinated baby showers, 70th birthday parties. It was fun. I freelanced for Doug Pitt, yeah, Brad Pitt's brother, or as we like to call him here in Springfield, the other Pitt brother. I've started and produced a podcast, which means I had to learn all that technical stuff too. I had to learn how to record it. I had to learn how to produce it, like editing and all that. I had to learn how to distribute it. So I started and produced a podcast. I've gone solo mountain climbing. I've gone up on 14,000 feet mountains by myself. I ran away from home when I was 50. I was a barista at a mom and pop coffee shop. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. I loved that. I raised $95,000 for a nonprofit. I have started a YouTube channel, Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned. If you haven't been there, go on over and give me a like and subscribe. I've conducted workshops for women. I have created online programs for women. I made the decision to not get married again. I have sued someone. I had a professional photo shoot. I've created a bunch of websites. I ran a half marathon, which I don't ever plan on doing again. Tried my hand at kickboxing. I've created Facebook groups. Been interviewed for podcasts. Been on live TV. Been on live radio. Wrote copy for an RV website. And oh my gosh, that was a snoozer, let me tell you. I've been a guest blogger. I've driven down Highway 101. And I'm sure there's more things I've done and a few that are not for public consumption. So, not going to share those there. And this list may not even be all of it. This is just things off the top of my head that I can remember. And here's the great thing about this. Did I love all these things? No. Some of them I hated and I will never do again. I will not run a half marathon again because it was a lot of work and training. I hated writing copy for RV websites. That was a total snoozer. So, and some of these things, like being a barista at a mom and pop coffee shop, those are one-offs. I mean, I had a job. I had to have a job in Colorado. This was something I could do that was fun and fit into my schedule. But it was just something I did, and I tried it, and I liked it. I love public speaking. I love creating things. Jumping out of the airplane triggered a really bad 2-day episode of vertigo, so I'm probably not going to do that. But the whole point of this is you must find the things and do the things. And if you don't really like the things that you find, then that's fine. Don't experience it and move on. But if you're not going to find the things, then all you're going to do is sit in your chair and write about or whine or complain about your not finding your purpose or your passion. That's fine. But you've gotta own that. You gotta fess up that you really don't want to do the things and you want to stay where you are. Or you can see life as an adventure and try everything. It's like a buffet, it's a buffet of life. Everything is a flavor of cupcake. Find that cupcake that has you seeing infinite possibilities for your life and then devour it. Okay, thanks, peeps. I would love your thoughts on finding your purpose and passion, how you go about and do it, how you go about doing that, and if you have found the things and done the things. I want to know what those things are. So let me know. Also, if you're a woman over 50, hey, come join us, me, us. Over 750 other fantastic women just like yourself in our Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. I'm going to pop that link down in the show notes. All right, peeps, until next time, stay awesome.